Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, we give them away. Those other radio talk show hosts, most of them want to charge you for access to their websites. We do it for free, so enjoy it on us at freetalklive.com. I want to come back and still talk a little bit more about the Jack Kevorkian situation. I've been sort of paging through some of the comments on the ABC News article about this because I was asking last hour for someone to call in who was against Jack Kevorkian, someone who agrees with the Catholic Church's position that he's a murderer. Of course, most of our listeners probably agree with us on this, so it's actually hard to get a phone call in that way. But you can bet that you can better believe that in the comments section, there are absolutely some people that think Jack Kevorkian is a bad, bad man. So we'll get to some of those here in a moment. But let's go to the phones first. The Amplifier line and Jarvis in Pennsylvania. Hey, Jarvis.
Hey, long live Dr. Kevorkian.
Yeah, what's on your mind?
I wanted to change subject a little bit. A couple of months ago, I think Mark was talking about Rhodes and called it the third rail of libertarian politics.
Isn't that clever?
And I just want to talk about that a little bit because I think I have a solution for conversations with people about it.
Okay.
And I do agree that this is one of the sticking points that I often have with the conversation. People say,
in many cases, cases it's the first objection that will come up when you proffer a libertarian argument.
Very often, and they're kind of sensible arguments. They say things like, what if the road owner wouldn't let me get on, right? And you don't really have a recourse. You can't move your
right. Or there's my favorite, which is, what if the road owner builds roads all around my house and won't let me out?
Right. 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 And so I wanted to add another issue that's very similar that I would also think has kind of the same objections that people have, and that's zoning. A lot of people complain, what if someone built a gas station right next to my house or a chemical plant
or a dump,
crazy, crazy ideas.
Right.
And it's the same problem. And I think the source of the, difficulty in people's heads is that you kind of, there's a natural geographic monopoly on where you live. You can't very easily move your house to the next road over. Not like, if you want to change which restaurant you go to, say they have a smoking section or not a smoking or whatever, it's very easy to go to a different restaurant.
Right.
It's very hard to go to a different road,
Well, I've got a good solution for the what if they built a dump next to my house argument, but go ahead.
Sure. Yep, same kind of thing. Anyway, the solution that I have had some success with in conversations with people is to advocate for kind of a compromise between Ian's and Mark's, your two positions. And that is to say, let's get rid of the federal government, let's get rid of the state government, but let the local government people decide, let the local people decide whether or not they want to keep their own local government. And so if you want to live in a place that has zoning, that has roads, that has even, public schooling and police departments, whatever, that's fine. That's all local stuff. You can live there. People who maybe want to experiment with, no police, private police, but, maybe publicly owned parks and roads and not zoning, whatever. You can have all different towns that have all different levels of aggression, levels of force, and probably some of the towns would be kind of, the Rothbardian Ruart kind of ideal, no coercion at all, no force, no aggression.
Sure.
And other towns would be acceptable to Mark. So, and that's had some success with me in getting people to not be quite so scared that I'm not taking away things that really they have these emotional fears of.
Well, now, what I use in that particular instance is I mentioned Houston. It's one of the top 10 largest metros in the United States, and it has no zoning laws. And contained inside of Houston are other municipalities, even inside the, the greater Houston area, are other municipalities that do have zoning laws. Houston itself has higher property values on average than the communities that have zoning inside of it.
Yes, it's true.
Right. I've heard that argument, too, and I've made that argument, too. And the thing that some people have told me is, have you ever been to Houston? I wouldn't want to live in Houston. It's awful. And, of course, I haven't been to Houston, so I can't rebut that.
Well, I mean, a big city.
The argument to that would be, it's still one of the 10 largest metros in the United States,
sure.
Meaning that a lot of people do want to live in Houston, and the simple fact that you don't want to live there doesn't mean
that zoning is necessary.
Yeah, right. Personally, I wouldn't want to live anywhere in Texas.
And there are no dumps next to people's houses in Houston, because residential property is more valuable than other types of property.
Right.
Yeah, like you're going to want to go into a gated neighborhood and
buy up all the lots
into a dump.
Right. That's exactly what you want to do.
It's absurd.
Yeah. No, it is absurd. But I think, yeah, the people that make that argument about Houston can, yeah, you can rebut that and say, well, fine, you know, if you want to live in a place with zoning, you can. That's a local issue. There will be some cities, some towns that will have zoning. I would like to live in one that doesn't, like Houston, like, you know, hopefully lots of other places that would develop if we got rid of the larger government.
And I like your point about the competing communities and the varying different levels of government involvement. That's a nice little halfway point, and it's an easy way to get out of the conversation without really having to go into to detail. But if you've got somebody who understands liberty to some extent in front of you and you really want to hash out the issue, it will behoove you to have some more examples. And something I just thought up while you were mentioning it was, you know, the old complaint that, oh, what if they don't let me on their road? Well, okay, how many people does Walmart not allow come into their place of business?
There's a few.
Well, the only way you would not be allowed into Walmart is if you'd gone into Walmart and, you know, broken some stuff and been drunken and, you know,
shoplifted
or molested another customer or did something awful. Then they would say, okay, well, you're not allowed back in our store. Similarly, if you were on someone's private road and you destroyed their property or were a reckless danger to the other customers, then, yeah, they wouldn't allow you back on that road, but they'd have good reason for it. So, are you going to give them good reason to kick you off their roads? Because if you aren't, then they want your business.
Look, I've had people mad at me before that didn't have good reasons. Okay? And, you know, if you have a private owner of a road, it could be one guy with a vendetta against you for whatever reason it is.
Get yourself a gyrocopter.
Whether or not you have a black wife or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, someone made the argument to me, well, what if, you know, Pat Robertson buys up all the roads and won't let any atheists on?
It's absolutely absurd.
That's, you know, so you can say, well, fine, I'll go live in a place that Pat Robertson hasn't, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to live anywhere near Pat Robinson, so.
Robertson. Jarvis, any other thoughts for us?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. You know, it's amazing how the roads issue comes up again and again. And
that's why I say, you know, just look, people understand taxes. They don't have a problem with taxes. I know that taxes are forced and all that stuff. Just say only gasoline tax should go for roads.
Now, I understand that. It's certainly a smaller government position. And yes, getting the federal government and the state governments out of roads would certainly be two steps in the right direction. But the fact is, the marketplace can handle any product and service better than the government can. That's why the government, in many cases, the government contracts out their road business, because it's just more efficient that way.
I use Jarvis's technique actually all the time when somebody mentions the road. I basically just, like he said, bring up the point that, well, if you want to live where zoning is, that's fine and dandy, but why should you have to force me to obey all these silly rules? I don't want to. And most people can agree with that fairly easy. They don't have a problem with that.
Well, right, because if you frame it in terms of forcing, then naturally people are going to shy away from it. Unless they are authoritarians, true blood, you know, true authoritarians, then they'll say, oh, yeah, I would never want to force you to. I wouldn't. No, of course I wouldn't force you to do that. That's the government's job. 800-259-9231. So we're going to talk about Jack Kevorkian here just a little bit more, because I actually found one person on the ABCNews.com comments list that is anti-Jack. And this person says, what he is trying to do is to play God. God will decide when it is time for us to die, and he, capitalizing the he, the real Christians, he alone will decide that. Suicide is a sin, and nothing will convince me otherwise.
Well, no, God's not going to decide when I die if I decide when I die before that. You know,
then you're sinning.
But no,
that's
no.
It's a sin.
But you either God's all-powerful or not.
Well, he's all-powerful, but he's hands-off.
Well, if he's hands-off, then why did he create sin? And then put me in the world full of sin?
To tempt you.
Why?
Because he wants to tempt you.
So is suicide the only sin that you cannot be forgiven for? Because
well,
you can be
you
forgiven
can
for sins, right?
I guess you couldn't be forgiven for suicide, huh? 800.
So that's the ultimate sin.
No,
is attempted suicide a sin? 1-800-259-9231. More on Kevorkian and your calls coming up.
Get on on the ground, mother... You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies-on-the-dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free, confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free. So enjoy those on us, including the archives. An entire year's worth of the show right there, front page of the website, for your downloading convenience. So go and get them for free at freetalklive.com. And wouldn't it be great to have an ex-narcotics officer be your personal coach to keep you from getting busted with marijuana? Go to NeverGetBusted.com to view clips of the recently released DVD that's gained world attention, NeverGetBusted.com. Still talking a little bit about the Jack Kevorkian situation. He was released from jail today after 8 years of being imprisoned for assisting with a man's suicide. Terminally ill patient Lou Gehrig's disease came to Jack Kevorkian and said, Dr. Kevorkian, can you help me out? I'm in chronic pain. I'm tired of this, and I want it to end. And Jack, of course, having helped out countless other individuals and their lives, he helped him as well. Julia is running the board tonight, so I've got to give her a few cues. Put that call on hold, if you would, please. You've got to pick it up and then put it on hold. 800-259-9231. We're training Julia because next week Mark and I are going to be in New York City.
We're going to New York City.
That's right.
Hayseeds in Glitzy Town.
Yeah. We're going there for a talk radio convention, and we're going to be gone Friday and Saturday. And instead of giving you reruns, I figured we'd give you something live. So Julia's going to be in here running the board, and Gardner Goldsmith is going to be here as well.
It's going to be a great show.
I'm looking forward to it.
Personally, big old Gardner Goldsmith fan here.
And I'm a Julia fan.
Well,
and a Gardner fan.
Yes. I think that Julia will do a fine job with Gardner leading the way.
Indeed, indeed. All right. So so Jack Kevorkian, and there's a post on the ABC News story about Jack Kevorkian, because I wanted to hear from someone taking the anti-Jack Kevorkian position, taking the apparently the pro-God position. At least that's what they say.
Well, yeah, but everybody institutes God on their side.
Right.
I say God is caring and loving enough to allow you to end your life without suffering. Look, I've taken the God side. Look, this person is just a crackpot. That's all.
Well, there are a lot of people that apparently think this way. The individuals, I'm going to continue their post here on ABC News. She says, he's trying to play God. God will decide when it's time for us to die, and he alone will decide that. Suicide is a sin, and nothing will convince me otherwise. God gave us life, and no human being should choose when we will die. I, too, have worked in a nursing home and seen much suffering. Yes, it is very sad. But their time for them to go is God's time, not ours. No, look, sweetie, it's not your time to determine when those people go. It should be their individual time. You and a coalition of your friends don't get to choose when the old lady in the nursing home dies. She should be able to decide if she's going to die today or not. It's not a collective decision. It's an individual's decision.
I have to agree.
She says, what he's doing is so wrong. Read your Bible if you have one. I'm a Christian and very proud to say so, too. By the way, she spells two with T-O. Sorry, it's not right. As far as I'm concerned, he should remain in prison for the rest of his life.
If she thinks life's so sacred, why would she want to put him behind bars?
He's a murderer.
But he's not a murderer.
He is. He hates God.
Okay, whatever.
Well, if he was convicted as a murderer and he's such a horrible man, why is he only in prison for 8 years? Should they allow this awful human being to roam the streets?
Well, I think that when you get into this area, you're talking about society and trying to straddle the line between punishment and rehabilitation. I think it's pretty clear that Dr. Kevorkian isn't going to run out and kill somebody in the street for their wallet. I mean, people don't have anything to fear from him from a criminal standpoint. I think that the judges would, and you know, the parole officers understand that, and hopefully that's the reason they felt like he got enough punishment. He said he's not going to do it anymore. Whether he goes back on his word or not is another thing, and they can certainly smack him with more time. But you know. I think that they were trying to do the right thing.
I hope the people that feel this way, this woman here says, she says, I've worked in a nursing home and seen much suffering. Yes, it's very sad, but their time to go is God's time, not ours. I hope you come down with something awful.
Well,
I hope that when you get older, you have something worse than Lou Gehrig's disease, and you just waste and rot away, and you just feel terrible every single day of your life, and I hope that one of those days, you come to understand exactly what these individuals who decided to end their lives, how they were feeling. I wish that upon you, you bitch.
Well, I wouldn't wish that upon anyone, but, you know, it happens to people, and to try to make their decisions for them based on some kind of weird religious belief that you have, whether that religious belief is held by many people or held by few, it doesn't make it any more unfounded.
Yeah. How dare you? Who do you think you are? being able to determine for someone else whether or not they get to live or die. I really just find that to be despicable. Absolutely sickening to me. 1-800-259-9231. So thank goodness Jack Kevorkian is out, and he can continue doing his good work and helping people and helping promote the idea of assisted suicide being a legitimate thing that should be able to happen in a so-called free country. Let's continue with the calls here. I believe we have somebody on the line. It is Nick in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about safer cigarettes.
Okay.
Because the topic had come up, it was a few days ago you guys were talking about secondhand tobacco smoke.
Smoke, right.
And some stories related to that. Somebody mentioned American Spirits, which actually happens to be the brand I smoke.
Mm.
And if you do a little bit of digging, you'll find that they are additive-free. And they have about, compared to Marlboro's, they have about twice the nicotine and like a third of the tar per cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody was saying that they didn't advertise that as heavily as they could. And the reason for that is there are actually laws in place that prevent them advertising as a safer cigarette.
Oh, I see.
Even if there's clinical studies or scientific data that backs it up.
Well, can they just claim, make the claim that they have half the tar? I know that they must be able to do that.
They do advertise very heavily that it's all natural and it's additive free, and they'll send you a list with like 300 plus ingredients that other tobacco companies use as additives that
right.
they do not use
hmm.
If you request it. But they
can't
have
claim
to put
that it's safer.
Right, they have to put on every ad, no additives in our tobacco does not mean a safer cigarette, which is obviously not what the ad implies, because it says, you know,
right.
nothing.
You don't think that,
like
now,
that.
Is American Spirit an independent company, or is it manufactured by one of the big boys?
I think they may have started as an independent, I'm not 100% sure on that, but they're a subsidiary of R.J. Reynolds, which is a number two tobacco producer in the U.S.
Interesting.
Sometimes, you know, subsidiaries can be left hands-off. I think R.J. Reynolds probably sees the niche opportunity with these, and I would hope that they stay the heck out of American Spirit's business as they run their little subsidiary. In some cases, they run just like a portion of the company.
Right. I think it is relatively hands-off. It's a niche market for the most part.
Nick, thanks for clarifying that. We appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. Frank in New York, your calls as well. Ladies first, if you make the calls, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Still to come here tonight, we've got a lot to talk about, including an email tax. Oh, boy. It's Free Talk Live.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. dial 1-800-771-8424. That's 1-800-771-8424. 1-800-771-8424.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, including the wiki. Over 1,350 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. It is free, of course. That's wiki. WIKI.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to tour New Hampshire on special Free State Project bus tours or on your own, hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project, and discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. And, of course, we're going to be there as well. So just an added bonus. We will be attending Porkfest over the weekend portion. It's a huge event. It lasts an entire week. A lot of it's sort of like an open format during the week. Pretty much there are some things to do off-site. It's happening at a campground. You can hang out at the campground with the people that are there or go off to a shooting tournament or climb a mountain or, you know, a variety of different activities during the week. And then the weekend is really going to be sort of the hub of the get-togethers and the speeches and the panels and that sort of thing. So we're going to be there, I think, all weekend long, basically, Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to seeing you there at porkfest.com. All right, let's talk to Frank in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Frank.
Good evening. I'm putting on my theologian's hat tonight.
Oh, very interesting.
Brushing off my Doctorate of Divinity degree. So what I want to say is this. Jack Kevorkian... you know, those that choose to end their life with tremendous pain and suffering, I think existentially have every right to do that.
Absolutely.
Why can a government or a religion call for a war whereby the faithful are going to be slaughtered for really what purpose?
Politics.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if we take a Weberian view of religion, we begin to realize that historically, all religions have been created for men and women by men and women,
yep,
often
absolutely.
To control them in areas that prevent them from having happiness, be it sexual happiness, be it economic happiness, such as, you know, greed is terrible, it is more difficult for the wealthy man or woman to pass through into heaven with riches from earth than it is to enter the eye of a needle. So we have all these wonderful little metaphors and allegories and things, but in the end, we are here, and we have the freedom to believe or not to believe. And I just wanted to mention, this afternoon I finished reading Christopher Hitchens' new book.
Oh, yeah.
God is Not Great. It's excellent. It's a wonderful, very simple critique.
I saw Hitchens. This guy is very funny to watch. He's this British guy. Mark, have you ever seen this guy before?
Yes, but his book is superb. I wasn't
taking a shot at him. He's funny, as in it's amusing when he gets on a television show, one of those talking head shows, and he's very deadpan. He's got sort of a heavy British accent, even though he was raised in America.
Okay.
And he's just very deadpan, and he's very atheist. And the way that he just brushes off his opponents in a debate is very amusing.
Well, he's very entertaining. He's also a very good bon vivant at the dinner table and a superb drinker as well.
As far as his politics goes, I think he's a lefty, but he's just very entertaining on the atheist versus God thing. And if you want to be entertained, go to YouTube and type in his name. There are all kinds of clips.
Yeah. I think basically what's great about the book is that it offers a critique, especially that everyone can sort of see the connection with religion, especially monotheistic religion, being used to separate people in the world, and to use religion as a basis, you know, for war. And I think we're seeing that right now in the Middle East, and what Bush and his colleagues would call, or even let's say Jimmy Swaggart or Jerry Falwell would have called, the clash of cultures or the crisis of cultures, in a sense, tying it to religion just shows really how nasty and how maybe non-spiritual,
absolutely,
you know, the application of religion.
It's hypocritical.
In the political domain.
It's so hypocritical.
Enough said, guys. But listen, I enjoyed the show, and I'm on my computer, so I still have text to word process and things to do, but I always enjoy the show.
You're the man, Frank. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You know, he's right. As far as the Christian religion, they say one thing and then they do another. And I understand there are independent Christians out there, many of them listen to our show, who...
Right. Well, that's the reason you just can't group these people, because they all have
that.
Different thought processes.
Right.
It's very difficult.
But generally, the ones that get the attention in the news, those Christians, the Pat Robertson types of Christians, they preach a message in their church of loving one another, but then they hate Muslims, and they hate
gays.
Islam, and right, they hate gays, and they hate atheists, and they hate. What? Doesn't that contradict the message that you're supposed to be teaching? I don't understand. And it's widespread. It has infected their religion.
Yes, those are the Christians that give Christianity and religion a really bad name.
They absolutely do. Let's go to the phones and talk to Tim in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tim.
Hey. I was reading the Constitution the other day, the state Constitution for New Hampshire, and there is Article 6A of the second part of the Constitution restricts the use of revenues let me just read it for you. All revenue in excess of the necessary costs of collection and administration accruing to the state from registration fees, operator's licenses, gasoline road tolls, or any other special charges or taxes with respect to the operation of motor vehicles or the sale or consumption of motor vehicle fuels shall be appropriated and used exclusively for the construction, reconstruction, and maintenance of public highways within the state, including the supervision of traffic thereon.
Okay, can you translate that?
Okay.
I have trouble with legalese.
All the road money needs to go to roads.
Exactly. Now, it lists particular taxes and fees and stuff, but then it says, or any other special charges or taxes with respect to the operation of motor vehicles, which I interpret to include things like motor vehicle fines, if you get a speeding ticket or something like that.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it seems to mean to me. But a couple years ago, our legislature increased the fine amounts for speeding in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And I discovered...
Which, of course, stopped all the speeding, right?
I found out that about a year ago, I found out that that a lot of the increase in revenue was being spent on various social programs that are totally unrelated to
that.
Yeah.
Politicians misappropriating funds?
Wait a minute. Politicians going outside of the state constitution?
Yeah. And then, there was a bill that was submitted, it was about a year ago, to lower the fines back to the way they were before.
Mm-hmm.
And I went there to speak on behalf of myself, and there were a bunch of people in there, but I was the only person who was in favor of lowering the fines.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else were bureaucrats from various
More money for
agencies.
The states.
Sure. And they said, you know, if we don't get this money in, we can't afford to operate these different social programs that and so I've got a trial coming up in the next month or two.
You got a trial for speeding?
For speeding, yeah. So I'm gonna mention that and see what happens.
Have you encountered Mark Stevens' Adventures in Legal Land?
I haven't read that. I think I've heard of it, but
It's a pretty interesting approach to courtroom tactics. I highly recommend you take a look into it. It might give you a little bit of inspiration for an alternative way to approach your courtroom situation there. Go to adventuresinlegalland.com. There's some excerpts from the book and some essays that Mark Stevens has written. I think you're going to like that. And, Tim, thanks for the call, and good luck. Let us know how it goes. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Still to come here, the email tax or some sort of internet tax on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support us? Well, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier. A lot of our listeners have decided to do that, over 380 of them, as a matter of fact, for as little as $3 a month. All you have to do is go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands, by the way, for advertise, market, and promote. And the concept is simple. Basically, you like the show, you decide to send us $3 a month via many major credit card or PayPal account or one of our alternative methods, and all the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. But what we do is we take that money in and we turn it around into promoting Free Talk Live. We advertise the show to other radio stations to get on more stations. The month of May, for instance, we increased our station count by 25% in 1 month.
That's a big increase.
Yeah, it was huge. And the reason we were able to do that was because of the Free Talk Live amplifiers. Next week, I mentioned earlier in the show tonight that we're going to New York City on Friday and Saturday night next week to attend the Talkers Magazine New Media Seminar, which is a shindig. It's a convention where the talk radio bigwigs and decision makers and some of the hosts will get together all in the same hotel and they do a convention thing. And so we went to that last year and we're going again this year because of the amplifiers. You guys make it possible. So if you want to help support the show, head to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll learn about the perks you get, which include access to the AMP-only chat room, forum, and phone lines as well. Amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. Ladies first, it's Kathy in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Kathy.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Well, I wanted to comment on Kevorkian. You were talking about him.
Yes.
In particular, about all the religious people, or specifically Catholics, who were saying that what he did and anybody that commits suicide is committing a sin.
Mm-hmm.
Because that it is up to God to decide when it is time for you to die.
So they say.
Right. Well, I was wondering if any of them go to the doctor or take medicine.
Yeah.
Well, there exactly. are religions that don't. Isn't it?
Yeah, but not most Christians.
No, not
most Christians.
Exactly.
Right. Most Christians are more than happy to have their kids at a hospital and go to the doctor when they get injured or whatever. And yeah, you're saying they're hypocritical, right?
Well, I'm saying that if your logic is that it's up to God to decide whether you live or die, isn't any kind of human intervention a sin?
Absolutely, but the problem is they don't have logic. They get to arbitrarily decide what is right and what is wrong because there's no logic behind their religion. It's man-made. And man tends to, the men that made religion, they created it to make it so you could interpret it however you wanted to, basically. Kathy?
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm sorry.
Do you have any other thoughts for us?
Well, I am a Christian, but I do believe that there is a certain element of man-madeness to the Christian religion.
Well, there certainly is. And, I think God gave us good sense, too.
Well, yeah, and God gave us the intelligence and the curiosity to research stuff. That is why humans you know, studied medicine and all this other stuff, you know, science.
How do you, as a Christian, Kathy, are you a church-going Christian?
Yes.
Okay.
How often? Are we talking Easter Sunday here,
no,
or you
no,
make
no,
it every
no.
week?
Almost every week. Some
okay.
some weeks we don't make it.
What's the denomination?
Baptist.
Okay.
It's the largest one in the United States.
Now, as a practicing Christian, do you feel like there are a number of Christians out there in the public light that are giving Christianity a bad name?
I think it's more of a, they don't know how to communicate to people that aren't Christians.
As a Christian, how do you feel about gay people?
Well, my feelings have fluctuated, and it's all depending on what I've encountered and what I experience. For a long time, I thought, oh, you know, it is a sin, and then it changed to, well, you know what? If they can't help the way they are, that's, you know, that's how they were born. Mm-hmm. And, you know, recently it's kind of turned into a, well, I don't know, and I'm not going to know until I die and get to talk to God on my own about it, you know, but maybe it is something that they were born like that, or maybe it's something that something has happened to them in their life that they don't realize that that's what made them gay, or I don't know. Essentially, I've come to the point where I don't really know anything about it, and that's okay with me.
I think that's a fair answer.
I think I vacillated on that particular issue myself. There's definitely a time in my life when I said that I would have said that all homosexuality is a result of mental illness. But, you know, there are some people that are gay because of their circumstances and things that happen to them, and there's some people that are gay because they were born that way, is the way I see
like
it now.
I see that, Mark, and I we've seen examples of both of those, but
mm-hmm.
it seems to be, from what I understand, the things I've read, that most gay men and women will highlight the fact that they've always been that way.
A lot of them will. That's for certain. Well, it's convenient to do that, by the way. I mean, you know, you would.
But there's
one
no reason for them to lie.
What's that?
There's no reason for them to lie about that.
No. I'm not saying they're lying, but one's mind does play tricks on one. I mean, it's a lot better than saying I'm mentally ill. You know, I'm gay because I was diddled when I was younger or something like that.
When you think about the nature of sexuality, if I'm attracted to somebody, I can't help who I'm attracted to. I'm just naturally attracted to certain people, certain physical traits, or whatever. So when I think about that, I mean, how can you tell these people that they shouldn't be attracted to them if...
Hold on. I think I can rebut that, Julia. My cousin is, you know, he's younger than I am, and my aunt and uncle adopted Vietnamese brother and sister from a Viet Cong general. He brought him over, and I guess the guy died. Anyway, so he had these two Vietnamese kids that he adopted, Hong and Lee McDonald. They and they helped sort of raise my cousin, Michael. Now, Michael only dates Asian women. I wonder why that is. Do you think he imprinted on Lee when she was taking care of him? I mean... Do you kind of see what I'm saying? He was imprinted on. Something happened. Not Michael wasn't born a guy who dates Asian women.
Right.
Michael became a guy who dated Asian women.
So there are some environmental factors as well.
I didn't deny that. I didn't deny
right.
that.
No, I didn't either.
I was saying is that most people
right.
will chalk it up to
right.
they've
and
always felt
I'm pointing
felt
out,
that way.
I bet, wouldn't it be convenient for Michael, if dating Asian women was a sin or a crime or something like that, to just say... nothing happened to me. I was born liking Asian women.
I see where you're coming from on that. Kathy, any other thoughts for us tonight?
No, that was pretty much all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Go take care of your dog. 800-259-9231.
You know, I got in trouble one time for on the show for actually using the term Oriental rather than Asian.
That's derogatory, right?
Supposedly, but I think it's mostly on the West Coast where there's more Asian people than there are.
You're not Oriental?
Is derogatory. You have Oriental food, Oriental rugs,
but not
you don't
Oriental.
Have Oriental people. It's completely, it's a misnomer, and it's like getting too PC, because what about Russians?
They
live
in
Asia.
Oriental, right?
No, Russians live in Asia, but they're white. They're not Oriental.
Well, I thought the Orient was a certain area in the world.
Right.
Well, I think Oriental would certainly very accurately describe somebody who's, you know, got sort of yellowish skin and sort of slanty eyes, whereas... the the term Asian doesn't necessarily mean that. I mean, people live in Asia and Russia, and they don't have those things.
So, Mark, were you saying before that your friend was born and he was raised in a family where there were some Asian kids, and that's why he likes Asians?
I strongly believe that my cousin imprinted on my other cousin, who's Asian, when he was being raised. I mean, you know, his mother was going to work and doing things that mothers do, you know, to earn money, and his cousin would do a lot of babysitting for
him. And I see where you're coming from on that, but
his sister.
It's not really the same as sexual orientation. That's more of like a sexual preference.
Julia was using the terminology preference.
I'm using the terminology sexual orientation, and as far as that is concerned, the people who the gay men and women who are saying I've always been gay, they were attracted to the same sex at the youngest age they can possibly remember. I don't think that's quite the same as somebody who's 13 and decides he likes Asians.
Don't know that he was 13 when it occurred. I mean, it could very well have occurred much younger.
I believe he was five.
I bet he was.
Well,
I mean, that was the time when, you know, she's changing diapers and all that stuff's going on. You know, I mean, human sexuality is a funny, weird thing.
It sure is. And either way you slice it, whether it's environment or whether it's, or both, or a combination of nature, either way, if you're a believer in God, then God was either hands off or hands on that, and it's certainly not a,
right. And if
it wasn't a conscious choice to be evil.
If he was hands off on it, he put me in this world. He created this world, and I became whatever I became.
Right.
I mean, how do you really blame me?
I mean, if God is indeed hands on, why did he create homosexuality in the first place, right? Maybe it's not so bad after all. I can say it's not so bad. I met some great, great gay people. They're friendly. They're fun. There's nothing wrong with them. They just have different sexual choices. Hour number three is on the way. You can take control. It's free talk.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
We would all love